This comes as a result of a breakdown in negotiations with the striking judges, because the minister, Charles Wright, is being accused by the judges of wanting to force them to return to their different working places without settling the disagreement that exists between the Association of Ghanaian Magistrates, the Department of Justice, particularly the Minister of Justice. So decided not to go anywhere but to stay in Conakry and not even to return to work. So the minister phoned them several times, but this time around, so he decided to at least to freeze the salaries of 15 magistrates out of 300 magistrates across the country that are on strike.
What would the impact be on the September 8th stadium massacre trial?
Well, the impact is very, very colossal. And it's very damaging as well, to say the least. Because the September trial, yes, as you've said rightly, was supposed to start Thursday, but to no avail yet. Because majority of these judges are on strike. So once in a while, one or two judges will return to their courtrooms to hear just about one or two cases. But at times, they used to hear like six, seven, up to eight cases. But now, few judges just return to just hear one or two cases and then go back home. The 20th September trial, it's also part of this issue. According to one of the judges, Jacob Boy Goivogi, who is a judge at the Court of Repression and Economic Crimes here, even accused the minister, saying it's very wrong because the minister quoted Article 33, Guinean Penal Code, and through which he decided to say he's suspending the salaries of this magistrate. Now, according to Mr. Goivogi, he says that article is completely misinterpreted by the minister. Article 33 means that all judges must reside where they are working. You cannot be in Conakry, for example, and then you are working in a town that is about 50 kilometers, like in Koya. So he says that one is quite impossible. So he says that even the president of the republic has no right to freeze a salary of a judge like that, let alone the minister. But the impact on court hearings across the country is really worrisome, because some parents have started grumbling, and you can also see victims who are saying that now the one justice, but justice is delayed, and then you have victims, you have people who have been charged and that are in court. They say themselves they want to at least be in court, at least to prove their innocence, or those who want to be sentenced say, yes, I want to go to court now and to get sentenced. But all this has been suspended.